I talked to Mike Dunn the episode, two episodes ago, and it was a fire episode. Ben Tier said so himself, and Ben is a pretty straightforward guy and very successful in this basketball training space. If he says it's good, I am confident that it's great. So all that being said, one thing that Mike and I started off with was prospecting. And honestly, prospecting is the thing that made me capable, or gave me the confidence to quit my job in corporate a few years back to do basketball training full time. By prospecting, I literally mean setting 1 hour blocks at least three times a day, especially when I didn't have any clients, at least three times a day, either for posting on social media, engaging with people, sending them free videos for a free basketball training session, DMing them, text messages, phone calls. Like, it was a focused effort on prospecting for customers, dialing for dollars, as they say in corporate. And that just made me think, man, you prospect for a lot of things. I think prospecting is our key, especially in downtimes. Prospecting is the key to help us thrive, to help us survive and then thrive. So we can prospect for, and right now I'm currently prospecting for clients for sure, for the basketball training that never stops, but also prospecting. And before I even go to the next thing, prospecting for clients, it can look different. So there's inbound leads, there's outbound, but outbound is when you go out, text, DM, call, message. But inbound is when you have a system set up like we have with the playbook, where you're having people come to you. And it is the nicest, like it is the most passive and rewarding way to acquire clients. It takes some work to get to that point, but it is well worth the work. So you have people to even prospect with. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of prospecting efforts just to get that inbound return. All that being said, prospecting for clients, for basketball trainees, is one thing. Another is prospecting for gym time, like always prospecting for gym time. And if you don't rent gym space, if you don't have a basketball court that you're leasing, then you're probably renting gym time yourself, which is going to be necessary for you to actually, you know, make money to have a training business. You got to call, smile, dial, email, and get rejected from other basketball, other gyms, because somebody else is already renting out the next 6 months, the next 3 months. Church League is going on right now. Like, you need a pipeline of gyms that you are able to train in. So when you get the 15 no's, that 16th gym has availability. It may not be the best gym in the world, but at least you have somewhere that you can help clients out. So like, we're prospecting for gyms. We're prospecting for basketball trainees. We're prospecting for teammates. Like, if you haven't seen, there is a labor quote unquote shortage. It's a unwillingness to work, if you will. And what I'm seeing is, you know, it's one thing when you see it and somebody else goes through it. For me, it's another thing for me to actually go through it myself. And we're not going through it on any level as the big corporations, because you'll see every other week there's a new company that's increasing their wages because they're losing workers. There are companies who are going out of business because they can't afford to find anybody, or they can't afford to pay anybody, one, but they can't find anybody who wants to actually consistently work. There are companies who have had people who are tenured, so to speak, but they don't want to work anymore because they have job offers that are two times more than what they've made at their job that they have been with for decades. So it's tough out here in these streets. And we're working on hiring a customer support rep right now. And it's tough finding those. Like, you're competing against so many people, and freelancers can work. It's probably even harder for freelancers because they can work whenever they want to. That's the whole point of freelancing. So finding somebody has been a challenge, and that is a prospecting effort there as well. HR prospects, headhunts, finds people who might be best to fit that position. You never know who is offering this person a job. You never know who is increasing this employee's wages. You never know who is doing what. So prospecting for new recruits, prospecting and having constant touches for retention is important. It just seems like there's a prospecting game in so many areas right now. So, you know, Mike Dunn had a really good way of putting it. He doesn't attach his self-worth or attach his success or a sale to the prospecting, which I think is important. Even in corporate, when I worked for a Fortune 100, you know, the biggest thing for them, yeah, they wanted to make money. Yeah, I mean, that's the entire point of corporate, right? The resource-based view of the firm. Like, everything, every decision is made for the benefit of profit, for the sole goal of profiting from something. So if it's not profit, then what are we doing, right? But the reason that I'm mentioning that right now is because even then, when I was a new sales rep, they wanted to focus on activity. They were more focused on how many calls are you making an hour? How many emails have you sent out today? How many doors have you knocked on? The activity is what's important, because from the activity comes the results. And I'm saying the same thing to myself and saying the same thing to you. The activity is what matters. When you have more options, you're not attached to that one or two people saying no. So that's something that I wanted to just share. And side note, when it comes to hiring, like, offer the people you want to work on your team first, let them say no, and then go to everyone else. It seems like an easy rule, but when you're in it and you're going fast, it's easy to make mistakes doing that, especially if you're not someone who has studied HR. It's a fun process, but then again, it is prospecting, as so many other things are. So hopefully you are not tired of hearing that word. Hopefully you buy into it, and it's something that you start doing, whether you set 15-minute blocks every day or every other day to sit down and DM and call and message people. And if that's not how you roll, cool. If you rather just produce content, cool. That's a way of prospecting as well, because you're putting something out there, and it may be considered one-to-many prospecting, which is effective in and of itself. So all that being said, hopefully you are prospecting in some way, whether it's for gym space, for basketball trainees, for teammates for your training business, or for whatever basketball business you have. But we should be prospecting in some way. That's it. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Go listen to that Mike Dunn interview, and I promise you guys will enjoy it.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.